Wow. I'm free. I'm careless. I believe.
It's my sacrifice.
My sacrifice.
There we go.
All the others will fly.
The number one Creed show in the afternoons in sports radio history.
Yeah.
To my eyes, my sacrifice. It is the day that we launched Sacrifice for Soto on the WIP afternoon show. John Middleton, you want to win a championship, right? All it takes is money, brother.
It's all you had to sacrifice.
Is money. That's it. We'll buy
only three quarters of a billion.
Yes.
But think about it this way. It's only like $50 million a year.
Look, this is what I remember. I remember when they signed Bryce Harper, and it was a big number at the time.
Yep.
And then the reports were the Phillies have made this back already in their advance ticket sales and their merchandise sales and all that. And here's the other thing. There is no price on a championship. True. As John Middleton said, nobody remembers the payroll of the 27 Yankees. Yeah. They remember if there is a trophy or if there isn't a trophy. So, John, you will sacrifice all that money. Jack will sacrifice by naming his child Juan. I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. Ike will eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
Eat a mayonnaise sandwich, John.
Yes. And we are asking you, listening, what will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? 215-592-9494. Sacrifice for Soto begins today. Harris in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Harris?
You know, the issue is, to me, this just seems like a very lazy take for a number of reasons. Number one.
It's not a take.
Well, it kind of is a take, right? Because it's just so unlikely. I mean, I live in New York. I'm a diehard Philly sports fan. Mm-hmm. I listen to the fan as well. I know what these New York teams, meaning the Yankees and Mets, are saying about Soto.
Yep.
There's just no doubt that one of those teams are going to get them. In addition,
sure there is.
You're going to have to outbid both of those teams, in addition to the Dodgers, because all that Shohei Ohtani money is deferred. And believe me, the Dodgers, believe it or not, are also going to be in on this.
The Yankees got outbid for Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees got outbid for Bryce Harper, essentially. They didn't even participate. Can I tell you something? The Yankees are not, this is not the George Steinbrenner Yankees. It isn't. Or they would just be spending money all over the place, which they do not. They are fiscally responsible. They spend a lot of money, but you can outbid the Yankees. And like I've heard this before. I've heard he won't leave before. I heard it with Cliff Lee. He left. You know, I've heard it before. The only thing that it costs is money. That's it. Won't be outbid. Somebody's got to win the bidding. Someone's got to win it. Mm. And why?
Well, I agree with that.
Right. Yeah,
I agree with that, but I have a hard time believing that John Middleton is going to outbid Steve Cohen, the Steinbrenners, and potentially the Dodgers.
I'm not worried about the Dodgers. He's not going back to the West Coast.
All that Ohtani money is deferred. It's all deferred. They have an open checkbook.
Okay, but he doesn't want to go to the West Coast. I'm not worried about it.
He might not. It just seems so unlikely to now spend the majority of the afternoon having these fans pumped up on Soto. Just seems silly to me. Seems silly.
Well, it doesn't seem silly to me because unless you have a better plan, Harris.
I have another thought. I have another thought.
Okay.
Instead of spending what's going to cost, and you're right, probably upwards of $700 to $750 million.
Over 13 years.
Over, call it 15, I don't care.
Okay.
But the point is, what if we try to get Bohm and Scott to be better baseball players?
Oh, it sounds like much easier to get Alec Bohm to be Juan Soto instead of just getting Juan Soto.
Well, no, that's a good point. No, listen, no one's going to be Juan Soto. We agree with that. But the idea that I think that Middleton's going to open up a $750 million checkbook for this guy at this point and have to be in a bidding race with those three other owners, it just seems like such a long shot, it's barely even worth discussing.
Maybe to you. I don't think
so. I'll say it certainly is worth it because the alternative is to do nothing. There's not a bigger move that you can make. And ultimately, Harris, you may be right. Maybe he can't outbid either one of the New York teams. I'd rather see him try to outbid them and be in the hunt for it than to not do anything and not try to get him.
And by the way, to bring up Yamamoto, I'm pretty sure it was reported that the Phillies outbid the Mets on Yamamoto. Is that correct? Or they're at least incredibly...
They made the biggest offer, but I think it's a lot of deferred money.
$300 million.
What's that?
Yeah, the Phillies were in for $300 million on Yamamoto. He was just never going to come.
Right, but I think this is a different situation. the thing that I would agree with you in is that, is it tough to outbid Steve Cohen? Absolutely. And it might not happen, but it is possible. But the thing that we're not fighting against here is I think Yamamoto just wanted to go to the Dodgers. I don't think Juan Soto just wants to go to the Mets. To be quite honest with you, I think in New York, it's a significant downgrade from being a Yankee to being a Met.
Yeah, he may as well stay with the Yankees.
Yeah, and I don't think he's taking less money for what it's worth. So and I know what they're like in New York, but here's the other thing in New York. Yankees fans are terrified. The number of Yankees fans who think that tonight is Juan Soto's last game at Yankee Stadium is very high. There's not a lot of confidence for Yankees fans going into this. There isn't. And as far as Steve Cohen goes, all I heard was that he was going to spend out of it last offseason, and he didn't. So
No, he said he wasn't going to spend last offseason. The other thing with Steve Cohen is he's building a casino, or, as you know, at least he's trying to, all around Citi Field.
Okay.
And believe me, if he could pluck Juan Soto at $800 million, into that field, surrounded by a casino and the development he wants to do, it just seems like such a hard sell for Middleton to me. I don't know. Maybe
well, hell yeah, if he's offering $800 million, yeah,
it's a hard sell.
We have a casino.
Yeah, we got live casino right there.
Build another one. I don't care. Yeah,
just whatever it takes.
It just seems so far fetched. It seems so far fetched.
Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer, Harris.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Harris. I'm just like,
he's a Debbie Downer.
Yes, it's a big day.
Is it a long shot? Maybe. Is it impossible?
No.
Well, and also, this has to be factored in. Scott Boras, I think, owes the Phillies. He does. We paid Arrieta more than he was worth for almost no reason.
Taiwan Walker.
He gave Castellanos more money when his market was cratering.
Yep.
And they paid Bryce Harper the highest contract in baseball history when they signed him, which is what Bryce and Scott Boras wanted.
So let's give another highest contract in baseball history.
It's about morals, Scott. It's about taking care of the people that have helped you in the past.
We're asking Scott Boras to sacrifice.
Yes.
As well. Yes.
Well, his commission must be pretty nice.
It's ridiculous. Now, Bregman's also a Boras client, but whatever. What's about Juan Soto?
And I'm disappointed. Harris didn't even commit to sacrificing anything.
Like, at least have a little bit of fun.
Don't be a Debbie Downer,
I know,
Harris.
I know you listen to the fan or whatever it's called. I know they're boring. They have, like, there's no movements or anything.
No
so
fun.
It's just like, bleh, Yankees. So I get it. It's different listening to a real radio station.
215-592-9494. What will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? It begins today, sacrifice for Soto. Now, speaking of the Yankees, there was a moment last night that will live on, I think, in baseball history, as Mookie Betts went to catch a foul ball, jumped and put his arm into the stands, and a gentleman and his friend held on to Mookie Betts' glove, opened it up, and took the ball out. And they were escorted out of the game. People are freaking out over it. Obviously, you shouldn't do that. I thought it was actually hilarious.
Hilarious?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Outrageous.
Also hilarious, but to me. But here is a statement from the New York Yankees about the incident. Last night, two fans were ejected from Yankee Stadium for egregious and unacceptable physical contact with Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts. And this is me just editorializing here. Mookie Betts went into the fans area. The fan did not jump onto the field. I think it's debatable that you could suspend Mookie Betts for going into his area. Anyway, here is the rest of the Yankee statement. The safety and security of players, fans, and stadium staff is the foundational element of every event held at Yankee Stadium, and it cannot be compromised. Tonight marks the final home game of the year, and we want every ounce of our fans' passion on display. Yankee Stadium is known for its energy and intensity. However, the exuberance of supporting one's team can never cross the line into intentionally putting players at physical risk. The Yankees and Major League Baseball maintain a zero tolerance policy toward that type of behavior displayed last night. These fans will not be permitted to attend tonight's game in any capacity.
Oh, really?
So they're not allowed in the game tonight.
That's such a coward move. They should be banned for life.
They should be given box seats.
Banned for life.
Banned for life?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Okay.
What if Mookie Betts, in the heat of the moment, retaliates to the fans, grabbing his, not just trying to grab the ball,
right?
Literally grabbing his other arm and holding it.
But they did get the ball.
Yeah, forget about that. Okay. What if Mookie Betts retaliates and starts swinging?
Yes, it would not work out well. To be clear, you can't do it. Absolutely yes. not. Positively, absolutely not. I'm just saying, I thought it was funny.
Only because nobody got hurt from it.
Nobody
yes.
got hurt.
Yes.
Clearly, you should not touch a player or anything like that.
Touch a player. They literally tried to arrest him out there.
I just, when I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, these guys saw Mookie Betts' glove and thought to themselves, we are grabbing his glove, opening it up, and pulling the ball out. They wanted to win.
Outrageous.
And they were Gronk's friends in college.
Outrageous.
But that's not surprising, that they're friends with Gronk. That's not a surprise.
That is a shocker right there. I mean, it's not surprising, but my goodness, of all people to be cool with, that is something Gronk might have done if he wasn't a pro player.
Yes. The Twitter question.
I just understand. That's why the malice of the palace happened.
That's true. Don't throw sodas at people either. Yes. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather see the Phillies do this season, this offseason? Run it back or sign Juan Soto?
Oh, God. I'm going to say more sign Juan Soto.
Yes, it is a significant yes. difference.
Would you go? Let me go. I'm going to go 84%.
92.
Wow.
I would love to talk to every single one of the 8%.
Well, they're trolling. They're 100% trolling.
Who would rather have the current team than Juan Soto?
Run it back.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, again, the key is we need to get this to 8,000.
What is that? The amount of votes that were
I think 10,000 will get them.
We'll get John Middleton's attention.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice for Juan Soto? Pat in the Northeast. Pat, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Pat?
So I got to be honest with you. You're going to think I'm out of my mind, but I wouldn't give up a pack of gum for him. I do not want him.
Oh, he's too good for you?
No, I don't think. With the team that we currently have, I don't think we deserve to add a player of that caliber. That team
has
won the World Series hands down. Yes, I agree we need a fielder, but not a $700 million fielder. Not a chance.
It's not your money.
We're going to have the best. So here's the biggest. There you go. Here's a good example. The biggest reason I hate the Yankees, okay?
Yeah.
Because everybody brags about how many championships they won. Now, I know sports have changed. Everybody does this today. But they bought most of them championships throughout time. Now everybody's doing that, I get it. But I don't want to buy a championship.
No.
I want to win a championship.
You don't like having Bryce Harper on the team?
I love to buy a championship. What are you talking about?
I honestly feel like there is enough talent on that team. Would I make a couple moves? Sure. Do I think we need a fielder? Absolutely. But I do not feel that we need to add Juan Soto, nor do I feel like he would fit in with this team's morale. You got a guy that's paid higher and more money than Bryce Harper? I don't think it's going to mesh well. I really don't. I think he's going to click with the Phillies.
Bro.
Sorry.
Are we serious? First of all, the entire team. Hold on. Pat, the entire team is bought. The entire team's bought. Trey Turner's bought. Bryce Harper's bought. Nick Castellanos is bought. JT Realmuto's bought. Zach Wheeler's bought. They bought all of them.
But that's my point. You feel like they deserve even more. Like, well, when did it stop? Like, when we win?
When we're dead.
How do you feel proud that we won a championship? Like, you have better than an all-star team pretty much now. Like, I wouldn't even be proud that we win a championship if we get Soto. Like, we should have already won two couple years.
Are you an Eagles fan, Pat?
I believe Philly everything.
How'd you feel about the first ever Super Bowl we won?
I was in tears. I'm not gonna lie.
Would you consider that team bought?
No.
You wouldn't.
I think. No.
Bill.
No.
Howie Roseman had the greatest offseason in the history of the game of free agents that year when he signed all those guys.
Yeah, but a lot of them weren't mega stores, mega names.
Oh, like, now it's mega stars.
There's a salary cap.
Yeah, when you say, it's a salary cap in football also.
Should we sign worse players? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
It's only okay to sign average players?
No, I'm not.
Pat, do you, Pat, 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 Pat. Do you want another Whit? Do you want another Whit Merrifield? Do you want another Austin Hayes? Do you want another? Would you rather go into the year with Brandon Marsh playing left field or Juan Soto playing left field? This is crazy talk. They don't deserve it. It doesn't count if they're bought. This is pro sports, man. They all get paid.
Yeah.
None of them are from here. We got a couple.
Yeah, we don't do homegrown. Everybody was raised on the team.
Yeah, it's like it's cute, but come on, man.
Hey, listen. You said you want to hear from the 8%. I'm one of the 8%. Do I agree that Juan Soto is great? Of course, but I just don't feel that he deserves to be on this team. We should not have to buy another superstar to win the championship, which still isn't guaranteed.
Well, listen, the Dodgers, when they win the World Series, they'll be very happy with all their
players.
Yeah,
homegrown players.
All their fans seem incredibly thrilled that they just kept spending and spending and spending. They had the most expensive team in baseball, and they were like, let's just go sign Ohtani and Yamamoto. They just kept on spending. It's part of the deal. They're in this deep. You might as well get in all the way.
Yes.
And it's not a guy at the end. We don't have to worry about it being a guy at the end of his career.
Right. You're not paying for some star that's past his prime.
And in terms of fitting in, I couldn't care less.
He won a World Series with multiple players on this team and the hitting coach that he loves.
Right.
He's going to be fine.
Have you ever heard one bad thing about Juan Soto as a teammate? I have not. You know, like, come on. They could use somebody with a little attitude in there.
Dude,
let's
I need the Soto shuffle.
Flair.
Can you imagine the kids around Delaware Valley doing the Soto shuffle?
Yes.
All he needs to do now is just pop the collar when he's shuffling up the first baseline.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah. 215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice for Juan Soto? It's sacrifice for Soto Day. Mike and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? I would sacrifice the ability to take any of my kids or grandkids, because if I'm the Eagles owner, I'm walking to Scott Boras and handing Juan Soto the Ohtani deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. What are you sacrificing? Your children?
No, my ability to take them to any game in the future, because the payroll will be they're going to raise ticket prices, and I personally wouldn't care. I'll stay home and watch the game. I'll miss going to the game because I love going. I go to about 10 to 15 games a year. I would love to sacrifice my ability to take my kids to a game for them to sign Juan Soto. I would walk in and hand his agent the Ohtani deal and say, here, we'll pay you this. Just the same way the Dodgers did. You want to beat the Dodgers, you got to play the Dodgers game. That's what they're doing. That's what we should do.
Ike, is that enough of a sacrifice, not going to the games because he can't afford them? We're going to need something more out of
you. Yeah.
Can we have the kids?
Yeah, you want to give us one of the kids. Yeah. That's different.
You can have my son.
All right. How old is he? Does he have a lot of upside left? What are his grades? 17. How tall?
No, you don't want to know that.
All right. What's his 40 time?
Twist my arm, you can have my son. All right.
Yeah. What's his 40 time?
I love it.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Love it, man. Sacrifice the kids, man. Jack is sacrificing the name of his child.
Yes.
Exactly right. That's a real sacrifice.
Now,
unlike what Giglio's doing.
Now, what is Giglio doing?
He's legally changing his name to Juan.
Oh, Giglio's going to change his name to Juan.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's almost, what, 40? Everyone knows your name's Joe.
Yeah.
Now, this kid's got to live his life.
But if he changes his name to Juan Giglio, man.
Well, again, another bit he stole from the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Which is why we had to bring it up.
Can I ask you this? Will he go by Joe still, or will he go by Juan Giglio?
That's a good question.
Juan Giglio just flew off the tongue.
It does. It's a good name. You know,
initials.
Just so Giglio doesn't have an edge over us in any way here, I'll change my name too. I don't even go by my real name.
Oh,
I'll add it. I'll legally change my name to Juan. I could care less. Nobody calls me Brett anyway. What difference does it make?
Add another slice of bread to that mayonnaise sandwich.
A triple decker?
Oh, man, triple decker.
Triple decker mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh, man, with cheese.
With cheese?
Yeah.
And Spike's going to go back by Brett.
Well, that's not happening.
Yeah, he wants you to go the other way.
That's not happening.
Start using your real name.
So here's my question. So
Ike, Brett, and Fritz.
Ike, Brett, and Fritz. So here's my question for you, Jack. At what point in this child's development and age do you tell him that he's named after Juan Soto? Is this a conversation when he's Six? Old enough to understand? Or
Juan Soto will be what, 31 by then?
Yep. You see that guy? You see how awesome he is? He's going to be an Inner Circle Hall of Famer? Yeah, that's who you're named after, son.
I'm telling you, it's going to have to happen earlier than that because you're going to want Juan to watch the games with you.
That's true.
Going to be sitting there with Walker and little Juan, and you're going to be watching Juan Soto, and you're just going to have to say,
that's the guy you're named after.
That's him.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful moment.
Some people are named after their grandfather. Some people are named family lineage. Juan will be.
Don't know where Walt got his name from.
Like Yellowstone, the show.
Oh, really?
Yellowstone, the show.
Yeah.
And there's Texas Rangers.
There was like three guys in the draft last year in the MLB draft named Walker. So I was like, it's got to be a good baseball name.
Oh, okay.
And he taught you a lesson by not walking until he was like one and a half.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, taught you a
lesson. Didn't get the bit. And unfortunately, he has a bad chase rate.
Oh, your son does? Yeah.
He's not a walker.
Not a walker, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice to bring Juan Soto here? This is the way that we get better. I don't see a lot of easy manipulation of this roster. They haven't changed their manager.
Nope.
They haven't changed the coaching staff.
Nope.
They're on the Major League roster. The only two players, I think Nola would have some value, but the few players that would have value you want to hold on to, Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Aaron
Nola's contract may be a hindrance.
Yeah, I think he may have slightly positive value, but not bringing back a lot. We don't want them to trade Painter. We don't want them to trade Miller. So we don't want to really jeopardize the future, which will be the Juan Soto core.
Right.
You got to spend money to get better. This is the position that the team's in right now. And the other thing too, by the way, is a lot of this money will eventually come off the books.
Yes.
I mean,
well, again, 2028, the only people they have under contract right now is Nola and
2028?
Nola. 2028. It's only three seasons away. I mean,
that's a lifetime.
It's three seasons, Ike.
Well, Juan Soto deal will be a bargain by then.
I know. Harper, Turner, and Nola. That's it. And Chris Sanchez doesn't make real money, but those are the three actual guys making
money. So that's obviously after Wheeler's extension is up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where it is.
Think about 2028, John.
I'm assuming he's talking to John Miller.
Yes. This whole thing is directed at John Miller. Yes.
He's looking right at me when he said
that. We gotta.
I know he's not calling me John.
No, well, you look at me when whatever.
I know. I'm just saying. Spike didn't know what to do there.
Yeah, I didn't know who John was. Yeah.
What are you going to call him, Mr. Middleton?
Mr. Middleton.
Okay.
He deserves a Mr. Middleton.
If he signs Juan Soto,
he's Mr. Middleton.
No, I'll call him whatever
he wants.
No one
calls Joshua Harris Mr. Harris.
Well.
This is going to be awesome.
He owns the Commanders. I can't call him. He's Josh.
We call him Mr. Lowry, don't we?
Yes.
Both. I use both.
Yeah. Well, that's because, never mind.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying I use both. I call him Mr. Lowry. I call him Jeffrey.
When you play at an exclusive golf course, it's Mr.
Well, I didn't get invited to the foursome yesterday.
That is ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Slightly ridiculous.
Out there were two guys that can't golf.
Oh, Jalen? You don't think Jalen? Yeah, Saquon.
Jalen has no interest in golf.
I bet Saquon.
Well, Saquon does.
Yeah,
I think he just picked it up, though. I think he's new to golfing.
What do you want to know what I think that happened?
What?
Saquon did everything up until putting. And it was a gimme. About that's when Jalen would put it in.
Yeah.
And then Jalen took the score.
Yes.
And so that was my hole.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Oh, that's a tush-push thing?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I got you. Catching on to a little humor today.
Yeah.
There's two of them in there.
All right. What would you sacrifice to bring Juan Soto to Philadelphia? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:30. I actually haven't done the math yet. We will get back into the Flyers because we are the official Flyers show.
Hey, man. Big win last night.
With
your
favorite Flyers segment, which is Flyers in 50. I don't know the math on how many seconds we have. So we'll have to figure that out before 3:30. That's coming up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.